Holidays mean feasting. From cheddar biscuits to French toast bakes, Hero Bread has you covered with 0 to 5 grams net carb and high fiber options to ensure your holidays stay delicious and balanced. Like their 3 grams net carb pan au chocolat. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains up to 17 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And hello, people. Hello, folks out there. God bless you. Word of Hope Through Jesus Christ Ministry here. And we are gathering in the Garden of Joy, speaking God's word to the world. Stop by www.ireceivedradio.org. That's the receivedradio.org. That's I Received Radio. You can get it many ways. Stop by the website, and you'll be able to surf and tag back and forth for all three websites, and actually four, with the shopping promo code website as well. That's attached and links, and you can tap into that user-friendly. Search it out. We have five partners now that you can go shopping on for all different types of things, from coffee to non-alcoholic cocktails. You have the jewelry from Katie Roman, and you have Aspire drinks. And, they are definitely high energy with all natural ingredients. And we also have our hats and menswear and womenswear designer things that you can choose from for your Christmas gift or your everyday outing. Or something you could wear to go out to dinner with. And folks, well, God bless you. Thank you all for being a part of Word of Hope Through Jesus Christ Ministry here. We are going to give a short word. And we're going to step into Proverbs. We'll just speak on Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. In 1 John 3:8. I love this verse. He who sins is of the devil, and the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. He is your stronghold, folks. Stronghold. And be righteous. Be the best that you can. God knows we're not perfect. But take care of your temple. Your temple is your body, your soul, your mind. Your spirit is intertwined with the spiritual realm in the heavens. In the heavens you shall enter from the when we leave this planet, this earth. And we're only here for temporary. We were here permanently, but now we are temporary. And God wants us to come back to his kingdom. But we all know that eventually, we don't know when it is, but God will set his kingdom up and Jesus Christ will sit at the throne and be king forever, forever and forevermore, shall reign forever as he does now. So your sins are not the purpose of God. It was taken out of us. Broken up out of us and inside of us, and we're doing what we're doing today. All the way down to our TV sets and what we watch. Music we listen to. That's why I have some great uplifting AI-generated copyright music. Owner of Word of Hope Through Jesus Christ Ministry, Reverend Doc, Reverend Robert here. And for your enjoyment of many types. That's the enjoyment. The purpose of the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the Lord. That's in, I'm not sure what version, but other versions specify that God will send his Son back to destroy Satan, the works of his evil entities, all the way to the source. We know that to be a fact. And in Romans 16:20, and the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ will be with you. Amen. And that's out of God promises for every need. New King James Version. Stay toasty, folks. Keep your joy. Do the best you can. Be the best you can. Serve the Lord in helping others. And that doesn't mean by just speaking to them and saying hi. That means if they need a dime or a dollar, let them have it. Paid forward. Paid forward. God will bless you for that. God will take care of you and provide you for that. That's the way it works. It always comes around that way. Always. And if we all have that thinking manner spiritually into helping and lifting and encouraging and inspiring one another, this world will go back and do a 180 and reset on its own, but we cannot do that because mankind is too much serving his little gods. Money. They said money is the root of all evil. No. Money is fine. Money is fine. There's nothing wrong with money. It's what you do with it. And it's what you don't do with it. It's how you idolize. It's how, then, guess what? Then you start doing other things. And all this falls into place as like little dominoes. And before you know it, you done gave your soul. Satan can't take it from you. You give it to him. You surrender to him. I surrender to Father God Almighty, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. That's who I surrender to. Them, because I was made in a likeness of them, as you were, and you are the temple. You are the temple of God. And Jesus Christ died on the cross and had risen, and took the victories from the depths of earth, disappeared for 3 days, and arose above the sky, in the clouds, and says, "I have the victory. Is yours? It's all yours. I took it." And I took your sin upon me. Look, I got the keys to the gates of Hades. I have got the keys to death. Sin, your sin, I took it. You are no longer born in this sin of Genesis 3. Sure, you're tattooed with it. You're marked with it. But you don't live in it. You don't have it. What you live in now is the fact of what you do wrong and what you do not right yourself in. When you do wrong, that's why the righteousness, write yourself. I'm not talking about writing with a piece of pen. I said, write. Now I'm not talking about right or left. I'm talking about right. Make yourself right in the Lord. Gain that relationship with Jesus Christ today. You'll be able to quit drugs. You'll be able to quit pornography. You'll be able to quit fornication. You'll be able to quit abuse. Marriages will come back together and be saved through salvation of the cross. And the cross is Jesus Christ. Come to the cross. Come to the cross, to the feet of the cross, to the foot. Why do you think they've built a house? It's called a footer. Because you build that house on a rock. It's a footer. And it's a cornerstone. Cornerstone. It's not a corner piece of wood. Jesus Christ wasn't a carpenter. Jesus Christ was a mason. On my rock, I shall build my house. The rock of salvation, righteousness. When you turn yourself around and give yourself to Jesus Christ and surrender and say, Lord, I make you my Lord and Savior. I repent of my sins. I don't like the word repent. I forgive me, Father God. I'll turn away from my sin. I'll turn from my sin. Please forgive me and give me a new start. Freshen me up. Shine me up. And I will serve you. Because it, me and my house, that's what Joshua said, me and my house, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So when you come to Christ, you're a new child in Christ. The old has passed away, and behold, everything becomes new. You are the temple. The veil was ripped into two, and the temple was removed from the building, from brick and mortar, became you. You became that temple. Christ is in you. You are in Christ. God is in you. You are in God. God dwells in you. And Jesus Christ, the Father, dwells in the Father. And the Holy Spirit is from the Father and Son, the Son through the Son that came to Father, and the Father came here and it just created everything, right? Created you and me, man and woman only as humans. Not confusing them, but babbling them in language when they had to tear up Babel. He didn't confuse their gender. He confused their language. So there's so much in the Genesis 3, folks, that if you just come to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I know, Jesus, you died on the cross and took my sin. You took the sin. You had my name on your mind. You were speaking my name. And I want to do the right thing. Clean me up. I want a good, clean temple for the Father. As Jesus, I know you said to Jesus, if you do not believe the Father is in me and I am the Father, at least believe in the works that my Father does through me. And you could do even greater things, folks. Jesus said that, okay? Jesus tells us all kinds of things. Red words win. Come to the Lord today if you have not gained that relationship. And that's what my ministry does. We want to speak the truth. We want to speak where it was. We want to speak where you're going to go. And we want to speak about what we were, because our testimonies of what we witnessed in our lifetime was the purpose of God to lift another. From Genesis 3, we all are supposed to lift one another and get out of this situation that Adam and Eve put us in. Satan put us in there. And then God was asking Adam, where are you, Adam? Where are you in me? God was asking, do you still love me? Do you still know me? And Peter, Simon, do you love me? Where are you? Where are you, Peter? I will be with you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, Master, I will be with you to the end. I will die for you. I will never leave you. Well, guess what? God says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will be with you to the end of the age. But us humans, as Peter did, denied Jesus three times, because Jesus says, you are going to deny me. You're going to deny me three times before the rooster crows. And when Peter heard the rooster crow the third time, his hair turned white as snow and stood up in the air. And guess what? We do the same thing. And let me tell you something. Any reverend says that they don't do this and don't do that, I want to say they're a liar. I'm sorry. They don't talk the truth, the untruth. They speak the truth. They lie. That's a lie. Okay. Let's just call it what it is. It is what it is. A lie is a lie. Don't sugarcoat it. Don't give it a nickname. A lie is a lie. Thou shalt not lie. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not covet another's man's wife. That's the way it works. Make your body whole again. Come to Christ. You can do miracles, because miracles have happened to you all your life. And testify. Testify on what you came through. Lift another in your witness. That's the purpose of our life. The purpose of us is to enjoy, yes, and prosper, yes. We are also I'm trying to think of the word here. Purpose. Our destiny is heaven, the heavenly realms. Jesus said, I must go. I must go. Where I go, you cannot go, but you will be there when I come back to get you, because my Father is building a mansion. Many rooms, many mansions, many rooms. And he is, and I will prepare a room for you and come back to get you, so you will be with me where I am, Jesus said. Don't be left behind, folks. God in heaven, please don't be left behind. Stay toasty. Keep your joy. I love you. Jesus Christ loves you. Thank you. Word of Hope, the Jesus Christ Ministry. We also have the podcast, WOHTJC Ministry acronym, and we also have IReceiveRadio.org. All three websites you can visit. We also have a few sponsors now, partners, and you get a nice promo code to use to get your checkout discount. Use Believe33, and you'll see it. You'll be able to easily tap it and use it. There's two more partners I'm putting up here either today, probably tonight. I'll post them up on the websites, and that will be with beef jerky. It's Forks. Let's see what I can't think of the name of it, to tell you the truth. Big Fork, I believe it's called, and meats, beef jerky, and everything, and that's such great variety of things. And we also have another coffee, Salvatore, I believe it is, coffee. And I'm going to get, I'm going to order me a little packet of it and try it out. And we're going to see how it goes. I love coffee. So God bless you. Stop by, do some shopping, do some praying, share the word, stop by, listen to some music. The on the radio website, I will have the scheduling put up. I just haven't had time because I'm doing so much and everything aspect here in the ministry, expanding many things. And I just moved the radio from just an internet streaming network of such, I'm not going to say the name, network that I was with for 1 year. And I moved to a another network, picked me up, Live 365 network, and that's IReceive Radio. So you can get on Roku, you can get Android app. Android app is up now. I'm waiting for Alexa, Google, CarPlay, and I'm waiting for the Apple app. So you can get it on the Roku, Fire TVs, Infinity. Yeah, as many ways you can get it right now, long story short. So God bless you. It's great music. Music of all sorts. Blues, bluegrass, black, southern gospel. Well, you just name it. Got worship music, dancing music, even got funny music, praising the Lord. And I hope you stop by and pay the visit. And don't forget, donate to the ministry where you came. And that's right there on all three websites. We are having a GoFundMe up. That goes directly to the ministry for the equipment we need to upgrade here in the studio, microphones, sound card, different things, soundboard, small, nothing big, just a little tiny one we need, and some other things, some lighting, green screen, and different things like that. So please support the ministry where you can. And we also are trying to put a road trip together, a missionary trip, road trip for Kerrville, Texas, where the flood was. I'm going to stop by on my way down. If it works out, I'm going to go ahead and stop down to Asheville, North Carolina, also where the flood zone was that hit in the mountains. So God bless you. Stay toasty. Enjoy your shopping. Promo code anywhere from 10 to 30% discounts. Believe 33 promo code. Use that when you check out. God bless you. Stay toasty. Keep your joy.
Has chased me, turned me around. You made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and yet you still make time for me.
Every moment, all is true, you made.
You've been my anchor all along. Holy is your name.
Holy is your name.
Hey.
Forever I will sing.
Hey.
Forever I'll proclaim Jesus, my Redeemer, the Lamb who saves. Holy is your name. Holy is your name. I surrender all to you. Every heartbeat, every moment, all is true. You made the stars. You call my name.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.